What if the real power isn't found in the throne, but in how you treat the person right next to you? In a culture obsessed with control, God's word says true authority looks like humble, servant-hearted love. Whether you're a boss, a parent, or an elected official, you're either chasing power or choosing to outlove the people you lead. Lean in and discover why loving your neighbor might be the most radical thing you can do in the public square today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying our series about loving our neighbors and not thrones. We are in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. It's going to be a great time in God's word. So we will dive in just a few moments. But if you are enjoying this, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us out. It lays a foundation so that we can continue to minister in the state of Washington each and every day. So let's read our scriptures. It says in Romans chapter 13, verse 8, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not commit murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, and now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity or sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust." All right. So we're going to look at the second part of verse 8. "For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law." Then you may be wondering, why is loving our neighbor and not thrones? Like, why shouldn't we love power? Why shouldn't we love control over people? Well, the Bible is clear that loving our neighbor fulfills the law, the power of the law. Isn't that interesting? There's a relationship, there's a correlation between power and love. And this idea for loving our neighbor says when you have the right position to love them, in other words, you care for them, then through humility, you will serve them and you will use your power correctly. However, if you're seeking power and control and manipulation and all the other things, then you will control them and it will not be a love relationship. So let's think about this idea. When you think of holiness, do you picture love or mainly rules? When you think about walking in God's holiness, do you think of love? Or do you think of mainly rules? Our big idea is genuine love sums up all of God's commands towards each other. And this has a lot to do with the public square. As a manager, as a boss, as a person with responsibility and authority, when you walk into that workplace today, the question is, are you going to outlove people? Are you going to seek power? Or are you going to seek to serve and be a servant leader? What does that mean? That means you authentically and genuinely care for the people around you. The same is true if you're an elected official. Are you going to rule and reign, or are you going to serve and listen and direct and lead? Those are two different things. One is saying you have to do it my way. The other one is, let me hear your input and then apply the best wisdom that I can for what is best for all of us. And I think that is incredibly, incredibly important that as we look at how do we love our neighbor? How do we care for the people around us? The laws that we have on the books right now are so, so far from loving our neighbor. Oftentimes we're stealing from our neighbor. We're taking from this neighbor and giving to that neighbor. We are somehow controlling the speech of this neighbor to make sure that this other neighbor, you know, the fact is we've just got to learn how to love each other. All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." All right. "But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." Man, We need to learn this in the public square, don't we? Oftentimes, we are backbiting. We are devouring each other, whether it's on the conservative side or the liberal side. There is so much infighting that happens. Take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Okay, if you are an elected official, if you walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. In other words, you're not going to run towards power. Yes, you have authority. Yes, you have that position. Same if you're a dad, right? I mean, you can be a dad by power, or you can be a dad out of a love relationship for your children. Now, that doesn't mean that sometimes you don't exert the authority that has been entrusted to you. You do have to make the final decision at some time. It does mean you do it not from a fleshly standpoint or in the way that the world does it, but you do it in a way that brings honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All right. For the flesh set its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for there are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, for which I have forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. All right, I'm not going to go through that whole laundry list, but you saw it, or you heard it, that sorcery, idolatry, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, all those things. If you are practicing those things, you are running towards those things, the Bible is clear, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All right, so you can either have the fruit of the Spirit or you can have the fruit of your flesh. And this is why, if we're going to love our neighbor, not thrones, if we're going to outlove them, we want to have the fruit of the Spirit in our hearts and in our minds. I mean, we are in election season. I think this is filing week. And people are filing to run for positions. And if you're filing this week, my hope, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, my hope is that you are not running for power, but you're running to love your neighbor, and that you're going to steward whatever position that God entrusts to you, you're going to steward it for his glory. That's so key. That is so key if you can get a hold of that. Now, these who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Again, I've been talking about all different types of authority, whether you're elected official, fathers, managers, business owners. You crucify your flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. All right, so that is our devotion today. Loving your neighbor, not thrones. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, will you teach us how to love our neighbor, how to look out for our neighbor, for their best interests, God, to find out what they need, what their needs are. And God, I know that as we are leaders, that sometimes we do have to make the final decision in things. We need to step up and lead and call people to a direction to move us in a certain way. But God, let us do it in a way that glorifies and honors you. Let us be bold and courageous. And Lord, we know that love doesn't mean coddling and appeasing, but love truly means speaking truth with clarity and with a compassion for those that we're speaking to. Teach us on the inside out, God. God, teach us how to be first and foremost inside people who love people, that we love one another, that we'll lay down our lives for each other, and then teach us how that to flow out of our lives in Jesus' name. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.